a minute before the time. I think it's a minute early, right? Yeah, Mamasha, I have a hand in my head. Mamasha, it's a pleasure to see a full bit of Geshbaka based Mendelish, Baruch Hashem. Last night, I'm not at home now. So I don't have reading material. And so I get late from the month ago. Yated, the Shabbos came out of Yated, and there's an article about Rav Elifan from Idri. And they said that, and I never knew this. I remember when he opened, I was in the Bochum Yeshiva in America then. I remembered when he opened the Yeshiva here. But it says over here for the first month they were in the Orient House. It was two years after the Mechoma, and there was no place for them. So they were in the Orient House. So, you know what that is?
I don't think they know what it is.
Orient House is a hotel, but I remember it's in the Arab section. Today nobody would dare go near there. But the first few years after the Mechoma, Sheshes Hayomim, was Mamash. They were afraid to see a Jew. So Mamash, they were there. I mean, you can open up a yeshiva in the Orient House, also Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you're ganz pretty close, but far enough, Baruch Hashem, Gesundheit, you should be able to learn Geschmack and Baruch Hashem, steig, more and more. I asked, Mustafa, it's better to speak in English. I don't have the best English. The years do something about, but Baruch Hashem, Be'ez Hashem, I think you'll be able to understand. Be'ez Hashem. Everybody learned the first Mishnah in Sukkah. That says the din v'she'en lo sholish tfanos v'chulei psula. A sukkah that doesn't have the three tfanos is possible. And then the oil, I think most of the oil is holding there, that the government be zayin on medalif, and the Gemara brings the brayse tano rabbonon shtaim kilchoson v'shtishes afilu tefach. The Chiddush of the Gemara, and the Gemara goes into that in detail, exactly how to make the Shlishis Afilu Tefach, etc., etc. Yes, we'll touch certain points about that in the continuation. Be'ez Hashem. I want to ask a kasha. I'm making it sound like a kasha, and it's a klotz kasha. But it's a hagdoma to come to what I want to speak about. And that's why I'm asking this klotz kasha, and I want to be screamed at. It's no kasha bechlal. I want to hear why it's no kasha. Be'ez Hashem. So then, loud and scream. Don't be alimut. How do you say alimut?
Aggressive.
Take it easy with me. But I'm a friend. I'm really a friend of yours. Be'ez Hashem. The Mishnah says it din she'ena sholish tfonis psula. The tofa islamid brings the dinum of the sukkah, and it doesn't mention the din of the Mishnah that needs three tfanis. Without three tfanis, it's possible. Ubilvad, he says, he mentions the din of our sukkah. Ubilvad shiu asuyo is keroi b'shiurom, have the right shiur, ubiminyonom, in the amount, keitzad, and what does he say? Oh, it has to have the right number and the right shiur. That's what it says there. And I'm making myself a klotz. Why did he bring the din of the Mishnah that you need sholish tfanis? You need three walls. He brings here no mention of the Mishnah. He brings here this halacha. Why doesn't he bring the din of the Mishnah? So Baruch says, say Baruch.
It boils down to two walls and a tefach.
That's right. In other words, Baruch says, thank you so much. Baruch says, the uncle, my klotz, has a klotz kasha. Fine. It says, the Mishnah says, but what does it mean, sholish tefonos? So we have a braisa which tells us what it means. That's all. How do you make the sholish tefonos? Shtayim kilchoson v'shtishes afilu tefach. So the din of the Mishnah says very clearly in the hemshah of the Gemara that we see now. I say it's agdom, because let's go to the Rambam for a minute, and that's why I want. to bring out this point. Sukkah she'eino shorish tfanois psula. The Rambam starts with a clear din. What's the makor for the Mishnah? I think if anybody would be writing here, the makoros for the Mishnah, the sources, while everybody would write where does Rambam get this from? That's the Mishnah of the beginning of Sukkah. Sukkah she'eino shorish psula. Hoy lo shtei tfanois gemurois zu b'tzad zu k'min gam oy se doif sheish baruch b'yesa al tefach v'chuli v'chuli. That's the din of Shtayim Kirchoson, Shlishis Afilu Tefach. I see here that maybe the statues of Plotzkash, because I see that the Rambam, even though he says the din, that straight out, of course, the next, right away he says, Shtei Tfanis Gemurois, and the third one is a Tefach, very good, but he still finds a reason to say, to start with a first voyation of Halach. Sukash in the Shlish Tfanis Psul. Oh, so the Rambam does see a reason to bring the din of the Mishnah. He does see, he hasn't been the Mishnah, no? And then he goes on, of course, everybody knows the Gemara that Vav Med Beis, V'chuli V'chuli, of course. But first, let's start off with the din. The Mishnah says, Shalish Tfanis Psula. I want to know why the Rambam doesn't say that it's no kasha and there's a push to tear it. That is the Shalish Tfanis. How is it? It's enough to start with the Halacha Beis saying, say, a Sukkah needs two Tfanis Gemurais and one, the third one, Afilu Tefach. The Rambam says, no, that's not enough. I have to start here with Sukkah She'en Shalish Tfanis Psula. And then he goes on to this din, Hayoshtei Tfanis Gemurais. Is my question clear? Why the Rambam has to come on to this point of the Hagdama for the Mishnah when the Gemara itself says the how do we understand the Mishnah? Shtayim Kivchoson v'shlishis afilu tefach. We see from the Rambam that even after the Gemara says this point that Sadov Shtayim Kivchoson v'shlishis afilu tefach, there is still a point and a place for this halacha of Sukkah she'eino shorish tfanis psula. Again, that you need Shgimel Tfanis even before and after we have this din of Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Not the way we see in the Torah. I hope this point is clear. I can make it clear if it wasn't clear enough. Please don't be embarrassed. If you say it loud enough, I'm asking B'simcha Ravitch just to say it again. That's enough, B'simcha. If it's clear, I go on. If nobody answers anything, I go on.
Would you ask him a Mishnah? Why the Mishnah said it?
You can't say it's on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah brings the din, the general din, and like every Mishnah, like we know the Mishnayos, all they don't. There's not such a clarity in the Lashonis of the Mishnah. There's reasons for that also. That's not the point we're speaking about today. And the Gemara comes and explains. So I would say, the Gemara, the Torah learns, right? The Torah that we brought. The Mishnah says a din, Shalish Tfanis Psula. What does that mean, Shalish Tfanis? How, what, when, where, yeah? Oh, the Torah says, listen, the Gemara says later on. So the Gemara, like always, is Mefarash the Mishnah. In the Rambam, we see that's not the point. The Mishnah of the Mishnah, Bimkoy Mi Oymid. And also we have to know the din of Davo.
What did the Torah mean when he wrote Minyana?
Three, for sure. That goes into the Klotz Kasha. he says Minyanam, Zeyagot. How did he say it? Specifically about a case of two and Shlishis Afilu Tefach. That's the difference between the Rambam and the Torah.
The Torah still mentions the Mishnah.
Huh?
The Torah still mentions the Mishnah by saying Minyanam.
Okay, that's why it's a Klotz Kasha. He's saying, what does that mean? What does the Mishnah mean when it says? He said, what does the Mishnah mean? So he's saying what the Mishnah means. Well, the main point I'm coming to bring out is the Rambam. That's why I started off to make it clear. I start off with the Torah, and let me bring one more point from the Rambam. In the Pirush Mishnayos, there's an interesting Rambam. What can I do? I'm sorry, from the olden days, from the Orange House.
It has it here somewhere. Where is it again?
Surely has. Let's see how the Rambam starts the Mishnah. For Ikas Lenu Bechuli, then it comes to the Tfanis. The Omo Mishainot Gimel Tfanis, Pirush, Shiushneak Solom Gemurim, Bakuis Lashlishi, Afun Loibi El Tefach, Umashu, the destiny of the Mishnah. And it goes on, it's like this. Ulezua Suke Gimel Tsuris. There are three ways, three Tsuris. To have the sukkah. Gimel Ksolim Gemurim. Three entire walls. Dvuka is Begag. We don't think anymore. The Zuitzuros. There's a beautiful picture of a. Today we have more modern pictures of pastors for the day. Three walls, beautiful. And then he goes on to Tzur Shnir, Shnei Ksolim Dvukim. And then he goes into the other case. I don't know where the Gemara's holding, where the Oilam is holding already. That's the hemshir of the Gemara. Fine. But I'm coming to make a point. He starts off, there's a tzura of the sukkah with three walls, three entire walls. What's it was? You don't need it. You don't have to bring anything. You know what? You can make a sukkah with four walls. A lot of people have four walls on the sukkah. Beautiful. But do you need four walls for a sukkah? No. Okay. He's right saying the Rambam is bringing a din. The din is that you need shtayim kichos and shlishis afilu tefach. What does he bring? What I mean to bring out from this Rambam is the Rambam learns that even after the din, the din of the Mishnah, very good. You're a tzaddik. Baruch Hashem, you're chalta b'sukkah mit alak kavonis, the rizal's kavonis, everything you needed. Right, but there is something else. There's a sukkah, the number one he brings here. Hatzura harishoino yegimul ksolim gemurim. I bring this as a point that the SMU you see, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying gimul tfan is gemuris. That's the Mishnah saying. Of course, you get to Daf Zayin, you can look at the Davor, we'll learn that you can get away without it. I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom is b'diyevid. It's very good, very good. Oh, but it's another way of making a sukkah. When you make this way, there's a tzura of a sukkah in this way. Because the Rambam learns that the main din of the Mishnah that's sitting over here is saying gimel tfanis gemuris, and I'll explain why Beis Hashem in the Hemshich. Oh, but the gimel tfanis of the sukkah is of three tfanis gemuris. Then there's a chiddushtik way of making a sukkah with the tefach. And that completely not the way the Torah learns. The Torah learns, as soon as the Mishnah, as the Gemara says, Shnayim Kesom Shizafilu Tefach, we finished. That's the sukkah. You want to make more, you can do beautiful. Bring a beautiful table, a marble table. There's a lot of things you can do to make a sukkah better and mehududik. No mitzvah, call it what you want. Yeah? But the sukkah is Shnayim V'Tefach. Shnayim Gemurus V'Tefach. And the Rambam is not like that. That's why it starts like this. That's what I meant to bring out over here. The Rambam says over here, when he brings the Ikar Din, the main Din, after he brings Sholish Tfanis Psulis, Hoylu Shtei Tfanis Gemuro Yizu B'Zazu, Kimin Gam, then he makes the Shlish as Tefach V'Chuli, Somoch L'Echod Mishtei Tfanis, V'Dayol, enough. My kamashmo. What do you want to say dying? Dying means it's not complete, but it's enough. You don't need more than enough. But the hagdora is that it's enough. In other words, there's more for that. There's place for more than that. But it's enough. What does it mean? But that's what it means. One second, I hear you. One second. Not you aren't loud. Pirush Mishnayis. What says in Pirush Mishnayis? Complete Sholosh Tfanis Gemuros. Then here is saying Obadayoi. It's all the Rambam sheet here, the same sheet of the Baruch Hashem. It's Sholosh Tfanis. That's the Sholosh Tfanis of the Mishnah. And then the din of the Gemara of Tzius Afilu Tefah, the Brisa. That's Dayoi. That's good. Fine.
The Rambam over there.
Just one second, please.
Rambam's Mamshik about Tzuras Pesach over there.
Huh?
The reason why it says die over there is because the fact that you should do a Tzuras HaPesach.
My next point is to go into the Tzuras HaPesach. I'm doing it in a second. But just once, I'll hear more of what you mean by that. Well, I think I understand. Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Also, by Shalosh Tefanos Gemuros, you could also say die, right? Because you could always make another wall. So why does it say?
Because the fourth wall doesn't add anything to the sukkah.
Nothing.
That's the point. Thanks for the question, because that's you bring out the point. The fourth is great. It's wonderful. It's much warmer. Yeah, and it's too hot if you're a Bnei Brak, and if you're Shlaim, you need it. Yeah, but Hilchos Sukkah, three is finest. The fourth one is nothing. That's the difference.
Is Meduik in the Gemara? Shnayim kilchosin shlishis afilu tefach. Afilu shlishis tefach. Shnayim kilchosin shlishis tefach. What's afilu tefach?
It's a good Rosh Hashanah saying, but it could be there'll be a Lamban who would say, if it didn't say afilu, so they'd say, you can only make a tefach. If you would say without that afilu, you would say, more than tefach is no good. Maybe that's why it's better like it.
Oh, then our Mishnah wouldn't have said shalosh tefanis.
Huh?
Then our Mishnah wouldn't have said shalosh tefanis.
If what?
If there would be a lamdan one day that says only tefach.
The lamdan from the base message of the tool, the tool had a big yeshiva. And the tool wouldn't be true. Because the tool says, when the Mishnah says shalosh tefanis, what does that mean? Shnayim kechosan v'shlish es tefach. Shlish es tefach. So it could mean tefach dafka, whatever.
It could be dafka because it'd be bal toisef.
Oh, so you Beis Hashem is brought oil will get to that yud. There's a little about the additional the things that you add on to the sukkah. But what is their din? If you add on a fourth wall or fourth wall, whatever. That's the sukkah daf toisef and daf tesef speaks about. Huh?
When the Rambam says dire, he means dire that Halacha Moshe Messina is making it into Shlosh Tefanis, or he's saying it's a separate chiddush of this sukkah's kosher. When the Rambam says that dire in the sukkah, the Shtan Kechas and Afil Tefach, is he saying that Afil Tefach is not a Shlosh Tefanis?
You're making a nice point, and believe neither. After Tzuras HaPesach, I promised the dear Avreicha Chashuv Shomid Shama, Chishev Shama, I'll come to your point, Beis Hashem. It's a very, very nice point. Very nice point. Let's go to the Gemara tells us that Rava says, Ken Tzicha Tzuras HaPesach. The Gemara learned that already? Of course, you need a tefach. But you have to also make Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach. Different, I find them different Lashonis in Rava. That's the thing that Rava says here in the Hemshir of the Suya. Omer Rava, and it is Erebe Tzuras HaPesach. I want to speak a minute about how the Torah brings this Taloch of Tzuras HaPesach. So let's make it clear. Ashlish is afilu tefach. Then there comes another halacha. Rava says, but you still need a Tzuras HaPesach. Let's see the way the Torah brings it and the way the Ram brings it. Shnayim kvachosan shud afilu tefach. V'tzor oid Tzuras HaPesach. It's not enough that you have the shlish afilu tefach. He started off with this din. Yeah? He says, Shiasus Kiroi Kumyonum, Shlish Afilu Tefach. Avetzor Oid, we also need Tzuras HaPesach. Hilre Mishan Tzolish Tzolish Tfanay, Zuet Hazu, Oise Tefach, Merubach Mamidu, Poshlach, Menachlech Mosolim. He brings it in. Let's see how the Rambam brings it in of Tzuras HaPesach. And it will be what they ask, Besimcha Rabbi, if it was. Sukkah Shiasus Kiroi Tfanay, Tzolay, Shtay Tfanay, Tzolay, Zuet Hazu, Kamin, Gam, Oise Doifin, Shishbrach, Yesal Tefach. Umamid the poros mishloish. V'tzoch la'asos lo tzuras pesach. Fine. Wonderful. Just like the tool. But not just like the tool. Mipnei she'ein lo shalosh tefanos gemuros. For the Ram, it's not enough just to say that you make it tzuras pesach. No explanation. The tool says no explanation. V'tzoch oy tzuras pesach. That's all. See? The Ram says, no, I have to explain myself. I just said, if I said tefach, so what happened here? I have to explain why. Because you hear the point that it's coming in, it's on the way to Yom Likud already, Baruch Hashem. Tzorach lasis, how does he say it again? Dos, v'tzor lasis l'tzor pesach, mipnei she'en l'sholis tfanis gemuris. Another verse like this. The Ram is saying that the Tzuras HaPesach is not another din. What the other din we'll have time to speak about that also. But we could learn that it's another din, and that's the way the Torah learns. The Torah learns there's a din. I told you Alocha. Listen good, Alocha. You have Tfanus. The Mishnah says Gimel Tfanus, and the Brisa says how do you make it with Tfanus? Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Gemarnu. We finished. Now let's speak about other points. There's another point that we need a Tzuras HaPesach. I say again, why? We'll speak about it, Lineza. If not, remind me that I said I'm going to speak about it. The time doesn't allow in the time of this year. Al Kuponim, the Ram says no. That's not the point. The Ram is coming with a shaila. I said Sholish Tfanois, Sukshan Sholish Tfanois. So he said a wonderful din that there's a din of Tefach. Yeah, or you need a Tefach. I didn't finish. Yeah, Rava says, yeah, so what? That's the din of Rava. The Brice is wonderful, but the Brice didn't explain the entirety of what has to be done. We need for this Shlishis, we need, it's not enough a Tefach. We need a Tefach, yeah? We need a Tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Because this Shlishis is player missing the boat. It's wonderful. Everything is fine. But Einla Sholish Tfanis Gemuris. We'll speak about the point why we need Sholish Tfanis Gemuris. Sholish Tfanis Gemuris with a Tefach. You can't make a Sukkah with one Tefach and call it Gimel Sholish Tfanis Gemuris. What's the problem? What's the problem? We have Gimel Tfanis. And everything is fine. So it says b'shiyum b'minyonim. Like we said before, the minyan is the three. We have three. What's the shiyum? That's the price it says. There are two, with a full, and the third is a tefach. No, that's not the point. It has to be full. Gemuris. And if you have to have gemuris, there's only one way to make it gemuris. With this tefach, he adds on also Tzuras HaPesach. Oh, why do we have a Tzuras HaPesach? Was a Pesach. So the Gemara and the Shoyim, the Rama Froshim, learned already. If not, they'll see it. Since it becomes a Tefach, and a Tefach is a drop moved, right? Like the Gemara says. So, and then we add on the Gimel Tvachim of the Tzuras HaPesach, so you have already Dalit. Yeah, it's already four Tvachim together with that. But if you have four Tvachim of the steamer, let's call it, right? Of the covering of the Sukkah. Okay, so we have here four tefachim is roiv. A sukkah is zayin tefachim. If he has four tefachim, yeah, so he has a four that's roiv doifin osi. The Gemara shows roiv Gemara showing him roiv doifin osi. The roiv of the doifin is made. That's enough to call it doifin gom. We can call it everyone else. You saw it. I'm not going to go into it now at that point. Roiv doifin osi is a kiyum of gom. It's not, let me explain myself. It's not the Tzur Rishonah of the Pirush Mishnah. The Tzur Rishonah is the Gimel Tfanis Gemuris to see the picture there, the nice picture. Yeah? Here it's not such a nice picture. Yeah? But it's a din. The din is Roiv Doifin Osu. So we have Kan Gimel Doifin Shlish is Oichid Gomor. That's the Pshat. That's all the Ram Lashitosu. The Fi the Tzur, like I said before, we finish with Tfanis. We were Makayim Din of the Mishnah with the Doifin HaGimel, with Tefach, and that's all. But Rabba comes with the new Allah. We'll speak about it like you said before. Huh? Oid. There you go. You don't say, your English is not so not so loud also.
I don't know that Rebbe Wall is considered a full wall.
Huh?
How do we know that Rebbe Wall is considered a full wall?
That also goes. You asked a good question. The truth is, I'm not holding in it too much to remember now if it's spoken about, if it's part of the Lucha Mishmi Sinai, or it's just a Chacham Moimit. It could be. I don't like to say a thing that I'm not clear about at the moment. It's a nice question. Yes.
So if you have three full walls,
yes,
according to the Rambam,
yes,
you wouldn't need Surah Sapesa?
Why not? Surah is surely not.
You don't?
Surely not. No, everybody says like that.
According to the Torah also?
Also not.
Just if you use the Tefach.
Because the thing, what he needs it for is also something which can be taken. If you have a full wall, you don't have to look for either the Rambam's reason or anybody else's reason. Whatever the reason is going to be, you don't need it. Am I okay with you? Let's go back to his question he asked before, a very, very nice question. Before I go on, I want to ask a question on what we spoke about till now. We're saying the Rambam is learning in the Pirush Mishnayos and in the Chibur that the Pshat is Dayoi, right? But the din of the Mishnah, the original din of the Mishnah is Oymid Mimkoymu, Mishnah Vayzozah Mimkoymu, okay? That the Tzura is Tzura Rishayna Shilag Gimel Ksilim Ksolim Gemurois Dvuka is Begag. That's it. That's what he says. Now, let's see a minute before what he says. V'omom She'en Lo Gimel Tfanois. When the Mishnah says we need Gimel Tfanois, Pirush Shiyu Shnei Ksolim Gemurim V'akoyis La'ashlishi Afil Lo Yeh Boi Elo Tefach U'mashu Yitin Noisei B'Pochis Megimel V'chuli V'chuli. Al Koponim, the Rambam says that what the Mishnah says She'en Lo Gimel Tfanois. She'en Lo Gimel Tfanois. What is the Pirush of the Mishnah She'en Lo Gimel Tfanois? It's before he brings the Tzuris. Yeah, he says She'en Lo Gimel Tfanois Pirush Yiyu Shnei Ksolim Gemurim V'akoyis La'ashlishi It's Afil Lo Yeh Boi Elo Tefach V'chuli. L'chayah, the Rambam is saying, not the way we're learning. That's the way we learn in the Rambam that brings a line later. He brings the Tzur Rishonah is the entire three sides of full, or the Chibur. He says Dayoi, and he brings separately the din of the Mishnah. And here he says that this. The point is that I'm bringing out an analysis like this. The Gemara that says Tanu Rabbon Shneim Kivchos M'Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Yeah, is the pirush of what's said in the Mishnah. That's not the way we're saying it now. It's not a klotz kasha, but the teretz is poshut. Of course, the Rambam is saying the din of the Mishnah is gimel gemuris, and there's a chiddush of the brayser that says shlish is afilu tefach, shlish is afilu tefach. Fine, shlish is afilu tefach. Fine. But the din of shlish afilu tefach isn't a din that is, oh, like, what's your name, sir?
Avi
is enough. That, huh? Avi says, he asked a nice shayla, and that's the point that I want to bring out. According to the Rambam, the pshat doesn't mean it's a tosefes after the din of the Mishnah. I say the Mishnah is the Moshe the Bimkoymi Oymid. It's true. But what is this Tefach doing? The point of this Tefach is not Stam. That this, no, the third side is a Tefach and that's it. No, that's not the point. The Rambam says Gimel Tfanis means Gimel Tfanis. And if it's Gimel Tfanis, it has to be a Shem Doifin, and the Shem Doifin is not with the Tefach. You can't make a Doifin with the Tefach. There's only one way to make it with the Tefach. With the Eitzah of, for instance, a Tzuras HaPesach, and then they have Roiv Doifin Osui. So what I mean to say is like this. The Mishnah that says Din Gimel Tfanis, Psula, B'ligim Zlo Gimel Psula, the Pshat is Take, that you need Gimel Tfanis, and the Gemara doesn't come with the Brayis with Mechadish, that this Tefach is a Doifin. That's once the first side of his Chakira. No, the answer is no, not like that. No, like it's the second sign of the Chira. And then it's only because this Doifin Besim, this Tefach, by being here, it has the koyach to make a Doifin, right? How? A Tefach, which is moved to the side of drop, yeah? And the add on to that, the Tzuras HaPesach, the way the Ram learned that Tzuras HaPesach is because it's not Gemuris. Oh, with that it became Gomor. I is only a roif. We're talking about big kedushin, moedik kedushin, We have to learn this Gemara and see the Yishpak and the Chiddush of the Torah. But the Chiddush of the Torah is not that you Yitzu with a Doifin. Like the Rambam, according to the Rambam, not the Torah. According to the Rambam, the Doifin is a way to turn a not Doifin into Doifin together with the Tzuras HaPesach. And then once you have that, so we have Gimel Tfanus. Gimel Tfanus, or Bez Gimel Tfanus Bechidush. It's Surah Beis. It's the second Surah in the Pirush Mishnayis. Of course, we're going back to the main fact is the Prat is Emes Prat, Emes Lamitish of Torah. The Rambam says, I didn't say it, the Rambam says it. Yeah? But the Rambam says the Prat is that it's that it's Gimel Tfanus, the Surah Rishonim is the Surah of the Mishnah. There's a new Achidish to Katsura, but the Tzura is to make it a Doifin, and to make it a Doifin, now it's a Kim of the Gimel Tfanus of the Mishnah. The Gimel Tfanus of the Mishnah, but it's not a complete Doifin, it's enough this Roy Doifin. That's the point.
Maybe that's the one
who's at Torah. I just ask one question. First of all, two questions. The Torah should have started off with the Halacha. That is the din of Gimel Tfanus.
After the Gemara.
Yes, of course after the Gemara. I'm not saying that you, there's a chesaron in the Havonah of the Din. The Paschim in the Din is great. Oh, but why does he write? He writes, there's a Din of Shtan Kilchos HaMishkiz HaFilu Tefach. That's it. That's the point. And like the Torah, the Doifin is the Doifin. The Kim of the Doifin is completely with the Tefach by itself.
When Mishnah says the
funnest,
he means the funnest
gemuris,
or he means the
funnest
including the diet of the
funnest. It could be that the pashtus of the Mishnah means gemuris, but the Mishnah entails in it all the protidinim that the brisa comes to be mechalish and mefarish. Oh, but another way to make the gemul tfanis is also with this way of tefach with the source of pesach, which is a roiv doifin also, and that's also a kiyum. But it's a tzurah mechudeshes. It's a tzurah mechudeshes of a sukkah. Say that.
So according to the Rambam.
Zeyashin. Yes, before Zeyashin. Yes.
According to the Rambam, you need both the tefach and the source of pesach.
Yeah, so according to the Torah also.
So, but why does the Rambam use a lashon of daya after? After the
tefach. Because as far as there's a difference between a yes and nice question, not the question by nephew. It's like a nice question, but the tzur of this doifin is a full wall, and this is just a din pesach. It doesn't have all the dinim of the full wall, but it's part of the wall. It's part the fact that the tzur is part of the wall. So the die is on the mouth of how much wood do you need? How much wood is enough for tefach? Besides the kind of the shnei kanim of the source of pesach, source of wood. Okay.
According to Rav, that it's keneged ayoytze. How does that have a shame doifin?
Oh, they are shame. The shame doifin is because Rav is bekitzer. It's going into another point. I didn't speak about it at all. According to Rav, the sukkah needs to be. Can be considered completely covered, and that's why Kenegel Yotze is a. One second. Let me ask you better. Let me ask you more correct. 1 second. I'm at Kenegel Rishato. Kenegel Rishato. Kenegel Yotze. That, if you don't mind, I'll get to that Beis Hashem. So let's see where we're going with the time. We'll speak about Beis Hashem. No. Clear. I'm not not to be doiche. It's to there's the Mishnah Berurah brings a Ritz Geis Tofei Shlamed. The Ramos says Nogu Ashev Lasis Mechitzes Shleimus. Kein Hakol Bekiim B'Din Mechitzes. And the Mishnah Berurah brings there's a common eitzes love so it's a pesach difference. Nobody never is a bookie in these halachas, so make entire walls everything's the best. Ubahalachas shel mitzvah geis, one of the goyim, the kadmoyim mamish before the rishonim, ובהלוך אשר מיצר גיוס, רואיסי שכוסף גם כן. דלמיצפה מן המובחר, באינון שיש שולו ישתפן את הסוג הסטומויס מכל רוח ישר. ולהם מוקם פסוח, אלא מוקם הפסח בלבד. יוני שולו ישתפן, למיצפה מן המובחר, יש שולו ישתפן את הסקומויס.
Shalish or
Arba? I mean, Shalish. I understand what you're asking from the Hemshah, we could see like that, but Shalish Tfanis, I think. I remember how to write it for that. There's a din, very good, Yoyitze, and it's a kosher ksuke, Shlish Zafilu Tefach, with all the halachas, with the tzuos of Pesach, everything is very good. Oh, but there's a Muslim for a mitzvah min amuvch. Yeah, the mitzvah of is to have the Sholish Tfanis Mamish complete. He adds it on to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is the Shulchan Aruch because if somebody doesn't know the halachas, he can end up making something wrong. The pashas of the Lashon of the Eretz Gaiz is not even because of that. You can make the best sukkah. The Bochum from Rabbi Senter's yeshiva can make the best sukkah. You may have enough to think about another 2 months, Be'ez Hashem, you make a beautiful sukkah. All the diktukim of the Be'ez Hashem. But it's a mitzvah. He means that the tzur is shining from the Rambam. According to the tzur, there's no mokim for a mitzvah namuf. You're not adding on anything to the third wall by making it shleim. Because as soon as you have it, the shlishis tefach, with a dinner vovo of tzur pesach, very good, and you don't need anything more. The Rambam learns that no, the din of Sholish Tfanis. Sholish Tfanis means Sholish Tfanis Gemurois, or a kiyum or a chiddush to go over to make this. So that's the halacha of the Rambam. I think that the halacha of the Eretz Gaiz is mamash like the Rambam. That is, even after the din of Shlish Afilu Tefach and Shlish Zekorim Doifin Osui, but there is a tzur from Sukkah, the tzur in Shoyna from Sukkah is like this. Afleikah, he called it Mitzvah. I said before, I'm not saying it's B'dievid for Huri, he doesn't call it B'dievid, but according to him, it's a better Sukkah. It's a better Sukkah. Mitzvah Melam. That's what it's
like. According to the tour, what is the tour of Pesach doing for the wall?
You're asking very good. And I think that's next on the list. Zeyerim. What's your name?
Akiva.
Akiva Baruch Hashem. Ah, Akiva. I think that's the next thing I want to speak about. Let me just think 1 minute. Let me know one thing before that. I want to make something clear, a little more clear. That I didn't speak about it maybe enough, but to explain what is the machlokes? We have a nice machlokes. Machlokes is a. We is terrible. A machlokes in Gemara is gewaldig. Baruch Hashem, it's another way of understanding the Torah HaKadoshah. It's another way. A machlokes, a shein machlokes between the Torah and the Rambam. According to the Torah, as soon as you have this doifin, it's enough. That's all. According to the Rambam, no. The Torah started off the Torah with the din of in b'shiurim or b'minyonim. The din of Shiva Tvochim is the din in the Shir. There's a Shir in the Sukkah. Shir, like this. Shirum, Torah has, everything has its Shir. No, nothing just is a Hefker. Everything goes with the Shir. With the Shir is good, without the Shir is not. There's a Shir. Zayin, and Shlish Zafiru Tefach. In the Rambam, it doesn't say as a Shir. The Rambam calls it Gimel Tfanois Gmuris. Like I said before, he brings the first two. Sukkah she'enot sholish tfanis psulis. Helu shtei tfanis gemuris. He doesn't mention a word about a shir. Tfanis gemuris. Zu b'tzal zu. So then you make a doif. Again, when the Rambam speaks about the tzuros of Pesach. Why is the tzuros of Pesach? Mipnei she'enot sholish tfanis gemuris. Not that it's missing a shir. It's because you need sholish tfanis gemuris. That's the issue. The Rambam learns that the adin doifin means a thing that covers the sukkah. I don't know if that's the right word. That's makif, the shetach of the sukkah. That's the idea of a doif. That's a doif. The male tfanis gemuris, lo shir tfanis. And because of that, Ram learns that as soon as you have a chiddush din of shlish safir tefach, so you're saying that it's not a doif. It's not a doif. It's not a doif. Yeah? Like I said before, I'm explaining a little bit what I said before. You have to do something to turn it into a daifim, because being this thin board of a tefach, that's not a daifim. That's the way the Rambam learns. Because we need to, you need a gomel, a complete covering of the shetach of the sukkah for the three sides. That's why he learns that it's a chiddush, not like what the Torah learns, that the whole din is the daifim. No, a daifim itself is not enough. A doifin, the Torah learns, that says the whole halacha is shir. For the third wall, it's enough a shir of tefach. The Rambam learns not like that. He had a doifin gomel. Doifin gomel means a complete covering. Where's a complete covering? Only with the chiddush of the Braisa, which says that it's a chiddush which goes into the Mishnah, like Avi asked before. But it goes into the Mishnah, but it's not the ikka din of the Mishnah. It's another way of being mekayim the din of the Mishnah by being a doifin which is with a roiv doifin also with the tzuras haPesach, with the tzuras haPesach. That's the story of the machlokes, I think it's poshut. I would go into another kudah now, which is nagia also to what we spoke about before, but you asked about the Rav. Let's go for a minute to the sugya inside. The hemshir of the sugya is, after the Gemara darshens how you learn this drosha of shlishis afilu tefach v'chuli. So the Gemara starts here at the end of the omen. Omar Rav, ma'midoi keneged hayoytze. Ma'midoi keneged hayoytze. Ma'midoi keneged hayoytze. Mokoyim shamechitze kole be'ezesh yirtze. In other words, mizoches tzvoinis, so leaving the tzvoinis to the ken, going on to the other side, so that's where you have it. Keneged hayoytze. Again, oy mizoches, oy tzadorim v'chuli. Dositos. Then there's another mandom, we won't go into it now. Again, shosik rav. Itman lami oy moshmul, mishmeid levi, medi keneged hayoytze. That's the beginning of the Taf Zayin of Adalev. Now the Gemara says one more point, and if I didn't answer your question enough, please come back to me. V'tem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, oizni tefach soichik, u'mahamidoi b'pochis mishloish ha'tfochim som v'doifin. V'chol post mishloish ha'som v'doifin, k'lo v'nomi, v'meili have the roi v'doifin. The Gemara says that you have to have a tzur skin, you have to have a nace like this. You have to, it's before tzur pesach. Tzur pesach comes on later on in the sugya. The sugya goes like this. You have a tefach. Where do you put this tefach? So you have here one, two, and over here you have the tefach. So he says, no, you have to have a tefach soichik. It should be bigger than a tefach. And with that, you have here this lovin. So together with that, you have the dalit. And by having the dalit, you have roiv doifin also. That's all. Fine. So we have an interesting din. Let's make things clear. I don't know if everybody learned this part of the Gemara already. Let's make it clear. You have to have a tefach. Shlish is having a tefach. And the Gemara now says, yeah, but you have to know where to put it. Don't put it in the corner. It has to be bigger. It says tefach, and the Gemara comes in a new word, tefach seichik. What happened all of a sudden? The Briskov, they learned the word of the Briskov, Zayelot. So the Briskov, the Vorm Meirim, the Vorm Smeichim, Shal Rabbi Prus, says Gvaldik. It's a new din. As far as tfanis is concerned, doifin is concerned, it's enough, a regular tefach, that's it. And the way it is, that's the way it stands, that's fine. But that's not enough. There's a halacha that the sukkah has to be stuma. It has to be, give a good word,
closed.
So,
surrounded.
That I could have done myself also. Stuma, closed, surrounded. Rav Senta says, Shlita. Al Kaponim says like that. You have to be surrounded. It's not enough to have tfanis. Tfanis is one thing, but it has to be also surrounded. Surrounded with a din. It's enough dinim. I'll allow us to say a short joke. They said, you know, the Olam, I don't know if the Olam knows a joke. A guy came, said, I have cats running around my sukkah. I don't know. You have to, of course, I made it with lovud. And I made all the tadoif and akuma. I made all colors. The cat didn't know the halachas. So he saw a way to go. And he went in. It's not going to help. The lovud isn't going to help. You need a sukkah stuma. A sukkah stuma is mechayiv. The tzuras of Pesach and the tefach seichik. It's a whole arichas in the brisket of them. It's beautiful the way he explained it. It's a shnei dinim nifrodim, it's a dinim frag.
I know he's not surrounded.
It's enough
surrounded.
So it's right. I'll pee a loch of that's called. We have to know that the Torah has the eye, the right eye on things, and the Torah says that's called surrounded.
It's considered right, or?
For sure.
So I'm saying
it's not going to help for the cats, but not everything. You don't have to worry about the cats. The Torah said, don't worry about the cats. Make a good sukkah, and that's called surrounded.
So why don't we just say two and a little bit's good? Why don't the Mishnah just say two and a little bit, that's considered good?
No, it has to be more than one to make it to connect with the lovud, to make it together with the three of lovud.
And then the Gemara will explain that.
The Gemara did explain it.
So I'm saying, why can the Mishnah just say two and a little bit, and the Gemara will explain the rest?
as far as my weak understanding, I'm Baruch Hashem. The Mishnah doesn't make it shorter than it is. it's hard enough to understand a Mishnah with the brevity of the Mishnah, if that's the right word, and with what it does explain. It should be less, but why say less? We need Shleish Tfanis. There's a din of Gimel Tfanis. But
if it's just on right, then tune a little bit, it's good. So even going to the Rambam, we should have said.
I hear the question. Let's leave it at the moment. I don't want to lose the time for this. Because it's not. The Torah says this is enough. But what I mean to say is, there's a din. The U.S. Sar asked the question. Stuma has to be stuma. That's what it does. According to the tool, you asked a wonderful question. What do you do if you have a here? You have to have a pesach. Or you have to have a tefasichik. If it is, it's a doifin already. According to the Torah, it's a doifin gomor. What's the problem? Wonderful. That the biskov, this biskov is saying pshat really in the Torah. What I'm coming to say is that according to the Rambam, it's not answering. It's not like the biskov. According to the Rambam, as long as you don't have it, the tefas seichik, or the tzuras haPesach to make it the roiv doifin osi. Is not just missing this nice new din of stuma. It's a wonderful din of stuma. I don't want to go into the point now what stuma means, what it means, what's this new din of stuma. But you had this before in Daf Dalit, that the sukkah has to be closed, it has to be like a bias, that's the thing to do, there's a Randa speaks about it. That could be what the Biskos means. He doesn't say what it means here, so, but it can be understood. Besides the din of doifin, that has to be also stuma. Oh, but like the Rambam, there's no. It's not these halachas that are here are not for stuma. It's halach in doifin. The doifin itself, yeah. The doifin itself is not enough the way it is, because the same doifin has to come on to the fact that there's a lovud, or that it has a din of tzuras haPesach, which makes it an entirety. Or roiv entirely, whatever, to make it a doif. Without that, that's not a doif b'chol. I'm just saying that l'chayy the biskov is all like the tool, and not the way we came to understand. I think it's clear that don't understand it or not.
Can it be that Rambam holds that the steam has to come from the doifin? So it's also mikoyach the biskov, but he's saying that has to be nichlal in the doifin.
So let me say that Absinthe has a Shia Kholi, Bez Hashem, and Sunday Bez Hashem is Baruch, I know what the Shia Kholi is, and Kedai to come and to listen well. You hear Avi, listen. What I want to say is one thing, I'm going to stop at, finish off with this Bez Hashem is Baruch. I once saw in the Sefer, there are rice, I'm being Makata, there's rice in other Rishonim that learn like Rashi. Other Rishonim that learn like Rashi. Like the Rambam, Kedai. That the way we're saying that it's a din of the doifin, and the Rashi have a rise for that. I don't want to be mayach about that. I want to bring a shein loshim and sefer paradis. The sefer paradis of Rashi. Bezin esayim beizoshim etuch. The sefer paradis is shneim kilchosom v'shlishes afilu tefach suyche. V'shlishes afilu tefach suyche. I don't have such a gemara. The gemara says shlishes afilu tefach. He's afilu tefach suyche. The mashmoy is, you know, that the tefach of the that says in the halacha, that halacha is tefach suyche. According to the Briskov, and that's like the pshat in the tool, the pshat is like the Briskov says. The pshat is, okay, tefach is tefach. Tefach is tefach, tefach, push the tefach, not a drop more. There's a new halacha. So when you have the halacha, the shtayim kolchosna, afilu tefach, push it. Now there's a new din. You need a tefach seichik in order to turn it into a roiv doif and also. Like the Rov is going to come in a few lines and say, that's also not enough. You have to come on to a sepesah v'chum. Here he says, no, the halacha is shtayim afilu tefach seichik. That's the old din. Because that's looking like the Rambam, the Shitoshi, the Shidas Rashi, that with having two kisul choson, shlishis, with the tefach means by turning into a roiv doif and also, and with that it has it. Thus it is.
According to the tour, where are you putting the tefach if you want to make it zazen?
According to the tour, in the same place. I'll leave it there, miss. You have to pass the tour of Pesach. So you don't need it. You have the tour of Pesach. But you have to have a roiv doif. It should be a roiv doif. Either tour of Pesach or, well, like one else.
You wouldn't hold tefach has to be what's called the bigger one.
Tefach seichik. Ah.